And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. For those of you who are new to the show, we've got our usual mix of acoustical records made without benefit of microphones or electrical amplification, and we'll even dip back into the late teens. There are late 20s electrical records, and tonight we've also got a segment of late 30s big band records, so it's a rather wide mix. And I believe most of tonight's records are making their Triple R debut. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Fred Fisher, hear from some other Fishers, go fishing, celebrate some other birthdays, and go to the circus. So let's get to it. Last week, September 30th, marked the birth in 1875 in Cologne, Germany, of Fred Fisher. His parents were American, but as a teenager, Frederick ran away to join the German Navy and later served in the French Foreign Legion. He came to the U.S. in 1900, where he learned to play piano from a musician in a Chicago tavern. From there, he moved to New York, where he worked for the Harms and Feist music publishing companies before forming his own music publishing firm. Fred Fisher died in New York City on January 14, 1942, and was the subject of the 1949 biopic, Oh, You Beautiful Doll. We could easily devote the entire program to his extensive catalog of songs, which includes Chicago and Dardanella, as well as some longer titles such as Come Josephine and My Flying Machine, and They Go Wild, Simply Wild Over Me. But here are three of my favorites.
Thank you. friendly mist and make love like a son of a gold. I never be lonely, for I'd be the only sweet daddy with whom they could fool. If all the stars were pretty babies and I was the man in the moon.
Maybe not the best example of Fred Fisher's talents, but you gotta love any record with steam whistles and musical references to the sailor's hornpipe and sailing, sailing, even if they are ocean-related in a song about a river-going steamboat. That was The Ambassadors, directed by Louis Katzman, and Steamboat Sal, written by Fred Fisher, Willie Raskin, and Bob Causer, and recorded around August 18, 1923. Steamboat Sal was preceded by Johnny Morris with Paul Specht and his orchestra on January 27, 1927, and If All the Stars Were Pretty Babies, written by Fisher and Billy Rose. A nice record, but my favorite recording of that song is still by Joseph M. White, the silver-masked tenor with the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra. We began our tribute to Fred Fisher with Roger Wolf Kahn and his very first recording, Hot Hot Hottentot, waxed March 10, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We just spotlighted Fred Fisher, but for no particular reason, for this next segment, we're going to hear from some other Fishers, beginning with Mark Fisher.
Mark Fisher Thank you.
missing me. Though you're not near to me, you chain me, restrain me, so I'm never free. What a life, I'm filled with storm and strife. Though we are far apart, I see you, I hear you, you're still in my heart. Although I try to find someone new to love, I swear by the stars above, you come between us, haunting me. Why keep on haunting me? If it can never be, release me and stop haunting me.
Well, even though we're in October, it's still a little early for the Halloween show, but there you heard Haunting Me. That was Scott Fisher and his orchestra with a vocal by Lee Johnson from a Vocalion 78 made January 10, 1935. Before Scott Fisher, it was Max Fisher and his California orchestra with a terrific record, Maybe I'll Baby You, from December 6, 1927. The vocal trio was Johnny Murray, Leonard Layson, and Richard Newland. Violinist Max Fisher's orchestra had a year-long run with the Ziegfeld Follies, and long runs at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in New York, the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, and in 1927 they opened the Castle Farm Supper Club in Cincinnati, which was built at a cost of $300,000 and had its last show and dance on May 23, 1964. We started off that Fisher set with Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra, and let's talk about My Sweetie from March 12, 1926. That was the band's second attempt at the song. They had recorded it 8 days prior, but that effort was rejected by Victor. So what does Let's Talk About My Sweetie have to do with Fisher? Well, the vocalist there was Mark Fisher, who played banjo in the band, and also wrote the song Who Wants a Bad Little Boy?
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Hearing from all those Fishers reminded me of fishing, so we're going to spend this next segment of the show fishing. Here's Ted Fiorito and his orchestra.
Fishing rod and a hook, a babbling brook, A lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done. Just reading, fishing, dreaming. Give me plenty of trees for company and the birds in the trees to sing to me. A lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done. Just reading, fishing, dreaming. Far away from trolley cars that rumble down the street, I just want to be there all alone. Out there in the countryside, the world right at my feet, where no one can reach me on the phone. Give me any old book, a shady nook, and a fire to cook the fish I hook. A lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done. Just reading, fishing, dreaming.
Tennessee fish fry. Ain't you never fished for your dinner down south? If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, then you never had a chunk of heaven right in your mouth. You ain't tasted cornbread when it's drowned in a pound of butter. You ain't swung your sweetest gal around in a do-si-do. If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, there's an awful lot about a picnic that you don't know. Thank you.
Well, you, of course, know that a jellyfish is not a fish and not even a vertebrate, but they've been called jellyfish since 1796, including on that May 3, 1937 Bluebird recording by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra of the Jellyfish. Ozzie Nelson was preceded by Richard Hember and his orchestra with Bart Phillips taking the vocal honors on Tennessee Fish Fry. Just as we on occasion go back into the teens, once in a while we'll creep into the very early 40s, as we did starting off this fishing set with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, who were spending a lazy day in the sun, just reading, fishing, dreaming. I believe the vocalist on that June 3, 1934 Brunswick recording was Muzzy Marcellino. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. You may be listening over the air or on internet radio, but if you just can't get enough, this show and archived shows are available on demand anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. As I was preparing the playlist for tonight's show, I came across the record which is going to finish up this segment, and when you hear it, you'll know why I had to come up with this segment in which we're going to go to the circus. I recently read Michael Daly's book Topsy, The Startling Story of the Crooked-Tailed Elephant, P.T. Barnum and Thomas Edison, which was indeed startling, but here's a more pleasant musical rendition of the circus, beginning with the American Quartet.
Forgotten that it's a good day in Dixie.
Let's go down, we better hurry down. Where the crowd is cheering, that parade is nearing. Hear the music please. Let's for the dancers who don't move their feet. See, they're trying to be. Lots of things I'm just dying to see. Circus day in Dixie, circus day in Dixie, always is a holiday. You better hurry, hurry, the parade is coming, led by the leader man. Don't he look mighty grand, he's a funny lion, seems as if he's trying to keep time with the ragtime band.
Here comes the clown, well, the funniest clown.
Give him a look just like our old Uncle Tom.
And see the coming little monkeys riding on the donkeys at the circus down in Dixieland. First let's see the big menagerie.
Follow the crowd this way to see the main attraction.
They're riding, they're ready to begin. I'm all excited, glad I've been invited. Oh, before we go, we've got to see that circus dance and show. Everybody's here, circus day only comes once a year. Circus day in Dixie, circus day in Dixie, always is a holiday. You better hurry, hurry. Parade is coming, led by the leader man. Don't he look mighty grand? He's a funny lion. Seems as if he's trying to keep time with the ragtime band.
Here comes the clown. Well, the funniest flow.
They're gonna look just like my old Uncle Tom.
And see the coming little monkeys riding on the donkeys at the circus down in Dixieland. Circus day in Dixie, circus day in Dixie, always is a holiday. See the funny lion, seems as if he's trying to keep time with the ragtime band. And see the cunning little monkeys riding on the donkeys at the circus down in Dixieland.
Hold your horses, the elephants are coming.
Oh, my little honey pin arose on me, for I'm just as happy as a bumblebee. I must see that big parade. hear that steam piano play. Got to see the band a-comin' down the street. Got to buy the tickets for a big front seat. Oh, see them, oh, hear them, ain't that music grand? Let's go, let's go. I've got to see that show on circus day. Just see that mule wearing pants. See Salome do the hoochie dance. Watch the acrobats tumbling round. See that great big funny clown. Look out for that big grizzly bear. He's a fright he will bite on circus day. Just comes around but once a year. Oh, my honey, ain't you glad you're here? All the sideshows we'll investigate and the monkeys we will festigate. Oh, you circus day.
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly turn your attention to the large banner displayed upon the left, showing a correct pictorial representation of the gigantic leaping Abyssinian lizard, measuring 72 feet from the top of his head to the tip of his tail, and 72 feet from the tip of his tail to the top of his head, making 144 feet in all.
Attention!
We have Kiwi, the Australian wonder, sitting in a den of sliding, gliding serpents. Scientists tell us that the system of this strange creature has become so permeated with the poison from these venomous reptiles that she must be bitten at least once in 24 hours in order to maintain life.
Again, Tenson!
Next, we have a den of black-maned African lions. Professor Richard DiCenzo will enter that den of lions, and if he is lucky, he will come out alive. See them show their angry teeth. They have the will, yes, they have the power, but they dare not touch their trainer. Back, Brutus.
Again, Tenzin!
Kindly remember that there is positively nothing said or done during the entire performance to shock the sensibilities of the most fastidious lady in the land. And it's all out and over 20 minutes before the big show commences.
Again, Tenzin!
On circus day, just see that mule wearing pants. See Salome do the hoochie dance. Watch the acrobats tumbling round. See that great big funny clown. Look out for that big grizzly bear. He's a fright he will bite on circus day. Just comes around but once a year. Oh, my honey, ain't you glad you're here? All the sideshows we'll investigate and the monkeys we will festigate. Oh, you circus day.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that musical trip to the circus. We started off all the way back on July 26, 1915, with the American Quartet and Circus Day in Dixie. Albert Gumbel composed the tune, and the Jack Yellen lyrics were sung there by Billy Murray, William Redmond, Steve Porter, Reinald Werenrath, and Gilbert Gerard. Wait a minute, that's five. Well, the Shannon Quartet sometimes had five voices in their recordings as well. The American Quartet was followed by the Great American Bum, Harry K. McClintock, better known as Haywire Mac, and credited simply as Mac there on the Circus Days from March 31, 1928. Mac accompanied himself on guitar, of course, but the drummer was Buck Buckholz. We finished up with the Missouri Jazz Band, a Nathan Glantz pseudonym, and Circus Day from a Regal 78 waxed around February 20, 1926. I don't know about you, but I heard a musical reference in there to The Love Nest, which of course was the Burns and Allen theme song. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Besides Fred Fisher, a number of other artists and composers had birthdays this past week, and we'll highlight as many of them as we can in this final segment, beginning with the old maestro, Ben Burney.
Thank you. Thank you. lovely picture, beautiful girl. You're a gorgeous mixture of all that lies under the big blue skies. My heart cries, beautiful girl. You're a dazzling, eyeful, beautiful girl. I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do but give my heart to you, beautiful girl.
Cliff Friend was born October 1st, 1893. We heard his composition, Bigger and Better Than Ever, performed there by the old maestro, Ben Burney and all the lads, in August of 1929. The vocalist singing the Irving Caesar lyrics was unidentified. Composer, lyricist, and publisher Milton Ager was born 5 days after Cliff Friend on October 6th, 1893, and the Goofus Five gave us their rendition of Are You Sorry, recorded July 10th, 1925. Trumpeter Frank Guarenti was born the day before Milton Ager, but in southern Italy and not in Chicago. We heard Frank Guarenti and his orchestra from a Harmony 78 waxed November 22, 1928, with When Polly Walks Through the Hollyhocks, written by Phil Woods. We finished up with Freddie Martin and his orchestra September 20, 1933, and Beautiful Girl, with the vocal by Terry Shand, whose birthday was this past week also, October 1st in 1904. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you enjoyed the show, I hope you'll let me know on Facebook, by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or through feedback on the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I also hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.